Action. Hey guys, this is Bruce from Printavo Simple Shop Management. Today I'm with Stephen Farrick over at Campus Inc. Today we're going to be talking about hiring a graphic designer for your business. Although there are a lot of services now to outsource graphic design, I've seen small and large shops do that too. So maybe we can chat a little bit about that. So you guys have one on staff graphic designer?
One full-time designer and then a couple like ancillary that help us out.
When do you know that it's a good time to hire a graphic designer?
When you're spending more than a couple hours a day on artwork. Mm-hmm. Artwork is like a bottleneck in your business. So the second you can outsource that or delegate it to someone else, it allows you to sell. So once you're doing more than a couple hours a day of artwork, you've gone too far. You definitely need to have someone doing that for you.
Is the graphic designer also handling the approvals?
Yeah, so they're the ones taking all the customer's information, either creating new art, reproofing, creating the official proof, sending them to the customers, naming out the Pantones, the ink colors that we're going to be using, and making sure all those approvals are perfect. So it's their job to deliver jobs ready to go to press.
How do you find a graphic designer?
Well, it's important that, you know, there's different types of graphic designers out there, and it's important that someone understands separations, mm-hmm. Or understands kind of vector work a little bit. If they're a completely raster artist and they're really talented at Photoshop and they can do tons of cool things, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good for your shop, because in screen printing, it's really important that they understand layers and how to use, you know, knocking things out and trapping. I always look for, you know, like production speed over necessarily creativity when I'm hiring my first graphic designer. Obviously they're artists, so they do want to create, they want to put their touch on everything, but at the same time, you've got shirts that need printed, and it's important that you get artwork in and out as quickly as possible. So I always will give them a project and say, hey, redraw this for me, and I'll see how they're using different tools. Do they know how to use the pen tool properly? When is it appropriate to trace? When do they need to create original artwork? Or when do they say, that's out of my league, I should find someone else to do it? I think a big thing for us is when our artists know how to say stop, this is out of my scope of what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Because if they look at an order and it's a 12, 24 piece order and they're doing 2 or 3 hours worth of artwork, it's a waste of their time. You know, so it's important that you have someone that has a little bit of wit and common sense to know when they're supposed to be really artists and when they're supposed to keep, you know, the train moving.
Have you ever had to let a graphic designer go?
Nope.
Any mistakes that are you ways you feel like you would do better when hiring or training them?
Yeah, I think it would come down to better tracking early on. You know, you give them a canvas and a blank slate to say go, but it's hard to measure, you know, the output of a graphic designer because there are some things that just take longer than others. So I think the one piece of advice is when you're hiring your first person, make sure they have a system in place that you can see their progress and you can start to see what their output is. So you know, if they've sent 5 proofs today or 25 proofs today, because very quickly you can have a piece of artwork that should take you 30 minutes, take you 3 hours. And it's hard as a business owner to be able to discern that and be able to manage someone properly. So if you track it early on, you're able to then, you know, make better decisions with your employees. It also holds them accountable too. There is a lot of on your honor when working with an artist because they're behind a computer and you don't see what they have that they're working on. So it's your word versus them, and you know, it's important to have a really, really good relationship. Otherwise, they can, you know, suck the time out of you.
Do you generally do more of an hourly or more full-time?
Yeah, definitely an hourly thing, just because I want to see when they're working. We haven't moved anyone to salary in the graphic art department because, we want to be able to track it a little bit better. So I think that's what most people do, although I'm not 100% certain. And if my designer needs to take things home, he has a laptop he takes home, sometimes he works remotely a little bit, mm-hmm. I just tell him to log his hours and let me know. So, you know, if he's going above and beyond for us, we don't want to, you know, discredit him or anything like that. Good luck hiring an artist.
Awesome. Any other tips that you can offer for somebody just starting to hire their first graphic designer?
Yeah, I would just make sure they understand screen printing or have an understanding of that type of artwork.
Do you train for that, or are you looking for people who have that?
I'm looking at their artwork to see if their style will fit your shop. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm looking at how are their logo. You know, a lot of people will send you their portfolio and you'll look at it and say, well, none of this is print ready because it's got gradients and this and this mm-hmm. and this. I'm looking for, you know, how well they're layering, how well they're using objects, how well they're using space, because we can teach them the fundamentals of screen printing. But if the way they design is not for our environment, it's going to be a painful process.
With that training, do you guys go through to show them screen printing and detail?
Yeah, so they have to learn, because literally they're, I mean, an artist is the one outputting film. Mm-hmm. So they're learning chokes and traps, and they're learning, you know, exactly how our production guys want it. So they have to be in the screen room really understanding it. And then we build it backwards, right? And that's when they start to learn about lettering and how big and small lettering can be and how you can trap artwork and when, you know, when you should pop things out or when you need to reduce something. Because when they understand the space on a shirt and how to use it properly, they're a much better artist, right? And it's important that they learn that the right way when you're first starting out.
Awesome. Those are huge tips. Thanks, Steve.
Cool.